Okay.
What's up, dorks?
What's up, dorks?
It's Saturday night. Saturday night. It's date night.
Saturday night. Saturday night. You know what that's from? F R I E N
D.
Oh, we were supposed to do it like that. Sorry. You know what I've been doing on my fun Saturday off? So for the past
intro. Yeah. Now update them. Okay, TMI, however, if you do not like hearing about Leonard's bowel movements, skip like a minute, okay?
Okay, so I'm down to a minute.
Yeah.
So I haven't pooped in 11 days. And then all of you are going like, what? 11 days? Yes, and it literally looked like I was a little bit pregnant. And it hurt.
Poop baby.
And I had a little poop baby brewing. And then
And because he wouldn't take a suppository, we've taken 2 days of laxatives, and finally he's pooped.
Okay, so is that it? You just want me to move on from this topic?
No, keep going.
Well, I'm just in a lot of pain right now because my body is like so confused. It's like true. I just emptied a Mount Everest of shite into the toilet like 7 times. And now it has nothing left, but it's still like, dude, we got to keep going. And so it's all crampy and painful. And I'm dehydrated as hell. 1 minute. I think we nailed it right on the dot. I actually have no idea, but it feels like it was probably about a minute.
Yeah, I've been having great bowel movements and a great weekend. So we are not the same.
Good for you.
I'm looking at my paper here, and I didn't look up our podcast stats, so I can't update everyone on that.
Rats.
But last time I looked, we had like
good download numbers, but we didn't really have.
Yeah, but we've had a pretty even spread across
the country. Do you have your phone on you right now?
It's literally recording us as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Right. So it is here, but not really.
Our video's back, if you didn't notice. If you're watching, then you noticed. If you're listening, yes. now you
and
know.
And it's Saturday night, which means Saturday we're recording night. Tonight because we're going, our like big update is that we're going upstate tomorrow. That's and right. We're going to have a fancy bonus episode out. So
maybe two.
Yeah. So later this week, like.
Because Leo has spent a lot of money on portable audio recording equipment. So we figured might as well put it to use in NYC.
Exactly.
Also, with the quoting of friends, I think we should probably talk quickly.
Oh, yeah, that was my next update, yes.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead.
About the quoting from last episode. Some of you will remain nameless, got offended with one of my quotes because they didn't know it was a quote. I happened to say, my father's a bit of a drinker. And that's a quote from the Joker in the Batman. And it's sounding like 99.9% of you thought that my actual Timothy Dennis Cox father was a drinker.
I forgot his middle name's Dennis.
Yes. So you've heard it here. He is not a drinker. In fact,
no shape or form.
He may have a Corona once. Well, you know what? Now that he's retired, maybe there's a glass of wine addition in the week, like a Corona or a glass of wine a week.
Not even that. Hello? Yeah.
Well, he's retired, so I'm feeling
so we're kicking back.
I'm thinking okay. He's really kicking back. So my father's not a drinker.
Is not. Sorry, Tim.
Yes, because my mom called me after that episode, and she was like, she goes, your dad's not a drinker. And I was like, what do you mean? And I was coaching cross country at the time, and she's like, you said your father's a bit of a drinker. I was like, what are you talking about? And then I realized that I was talking about the quote, and it was a big miscommunication, and now we're moving on.
Yes, we are. So that was a good update. That was on my list. My other list was about your bowel movement. Perfect.
Yeah. It's been an interesting week for Leo.
We're watching Marty this weekend. That's been fun. He came and visited me at work.
He gave me the cutest little, like, he didn't know what to do with me when I walked in the door. He just stared at me for a long, long time.
Right.
And then I called him out after we walked and he came over and then he laid down and then he just couldn't stop licking my face. And he put his paws like on my shoulders, like he was giving me a hug. It was like the cutest thing ever. I just turned the TV off and we just chilled for like 25 minutes.
Wow.
I want a dog. But there's responsibility. I mean, really, truly. I mean, I have to think about it all the time. I got to walk him a lot.
After this, you're going back.
I got to go back right after this. Because I gave him food at 5 o'clock. So I have to walk him again.
Yeah, like literally right after this.
Yeah. So.
Anyways, love that dog. We're going to see The Leaves tomorrow. We said that. This week, I watched Dancing with the Stars and it made me cry. That was a big one.
Why, the Australian with the mom?
Yes.
Let's go.
How'd you know that?
Because I'm the best.
But also, all of them made me cry. Like, every single one was just so cute and sweet and heartfelt. And, like Dylan Efron dedicated it to his younger sister. And she's like...
They have a sister?
Yeah.
God, they got a family I didn't know about.
Yeah, everyone always says Zach. What about the rest of them? It's like freaking Kevin Jonas. Yeah, so anyways, made me cry. This week I've been feeling settled and cold.
Yeah.
Because the weather is shifting, but also like I finally feel like my routine is like routining. Like I feel very...
You're falling into it.
I live here.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think mine's like kind of polar. I feel like I just ended soccer season, so my routine's all screwed up right now.
It's true. My last update for us all is that our radiators turned on, but they didn't.
Yeah, the radiators in the building turned on. Ours are closed.
Yes, so our pipes are clanging.
It's loud. Not even the radiator.
Terry, you were so right.
It's not even the radiator. It's the pipes. That are loud. It literally, at first time I heard it, I thought someone was hammering a nail into our pipe. It was very confusing. I knocked on the...
And I
like,
had
stop.
These...
I did.
I had these at Theta, but like our valves were always open. So it would just like rattle a little bit, but it wouldn't like clang. And someone online said we either have to close the valves all the way or open them all the way to get the clanging to stop. And the leaking to stop. So we
really?
Have to like
So we
open,
just gotta
open.
Because the wall is wet when we turn that on. Like the wall was fully wet.
Yeah.
So that I feel like I'm scared, but we're allowed to turn it on.
I don't know. Are we?
Yeah. She said that the heat comes on, it's really hot. She expects both of these to be all the way on, but they're both closed right now. So I'm a little confused on that.
Well, I don't think we should open that one because...
Oh, God, no. There's no reason
everything.
To open that. Yeah, God, not around the... Yeah.
Whatever.
We have three in this tiny little place. We have a radiator for every 100 square feet.
Not even, like every 6 feet.
Yeah.
Is that like 100 square
yeah,
feet?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, what's the high and low of your week? Did we already hear the low?
No, we didn't do that. We hopped right into stuff.
Well, no, I know that. I'm just saying, is
do
bowel
I know
movement your low?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday was like day 10, really in pain, and had already taken laxatives, and nothing was going on. And I was worried I was going to have to cancel our trip tomorrow. I was so anxious and really uncomfortable. And I'm in more pain today, but at least it's like relieving pain. Like it's at least going towards something. So I think my high and low both equate to that. Like just because I'm in more pain today, I'm happier today though, because I get to just chill.
Don't use your bass. It's going to be weird. Oh.
My bass?
Your bass voice.
Oh. I think that's just kind of my tone, but it sounds pretty good. It's looking good on the... It's looking good over there. How about you? How was your high and low?
My low. Okay, my low. Sorry, I had to remember. I like write notes to myself, but I do it like on a day that I'm like feeling very writable. And then I get to this podcast recording and I'm like, wait, what was that note about? Anyways. Sorry, my low is that it's getting cold. I hate it. I despise it. Literally could not be more unhappy. My shoulders already hurt. I'm constantly freezing. I can't wear my rings anymore because my fingers are so shriveled up and cold. Thank you, Terry, for the gloves because I just can't.
That was huge.
Can't do it.
And a nice new shower head, too.
That's my mid. My mid this week, I have a low, mid, and high because Leonard said it as a joke, but I'm still not over it. Terry and Tim got us this shower head that's supposed to, like, filter the water.
Okay.
And, sorry, you just, like, whatever. And it comes in, and I said, wait, can we just change this really quick? But Leonard, when his bowels aren't moving.
I literally just said that my low of the week was that day.
Is.
And so she is naked and like, can you change this right now? And I had just realized I accidentally bought the suppository medication and not the pill form. So I was very upset. And with my brain, I need to stay on track. And so I just said, don't do it because you're going to break something. I'll do it when I get back. Those are the words I said.
No, you said I'll do it later when you're gone.
Oh,
that's sure. What you said.
Okay. Should I have just done it later then? So that way you wouldn't have had to see how easy it was?
Yes.
Okay, well, yes. Sorry for being
because
better.
Because then he got back, and I had already showered, and he changed the shower head in like 2 seconds, which it would have taken a tiny amount of time before you buying your other pills. I understand why you had to go right away, but like... Anyways, Leonard got to shower with the new shower head, and I didn't. And I'm jealous.
That's crazy that that's your mid, bro. That's nuts. You literally have showered with it by now.
Have you not? No, I haven't.
Okay, well, that's your fault. You could just go shower at any time. It's there for the rest of the time we're here. It's in our bathroom.
We're going to fight right now.
It's probably our biggest fight.
You're going to fight right now? I'm going to cry. You know what? You know I've had my staff drink. I could cry at any moment.
Any moment. You never know. She's like, don't fake cry, bro. Don't fake cry right now.
No, it's fine. But my high is that I actually forgot to say something. Because this week I got to hang out with Jamie, Raff, and Abby again. And we got drinks in the East Village. And it was really fun. Yeah, I burnt my mouth on pizza, which was like another mid. But It's okay. Overall experience, high. However, the week before on the podcast, I forgot to mention that Jamie brought up this like saying in a song that they heard that says like everything and anything. Like you can have everything or you can have anything, but you or like the saying is you can have anything, but you can't have everything. But this song they heard said that you can have anything and you can have everything. And I love that mindset. So I've loved like framing my point of view to being like, you can have anything and you can have everything.
Yeah. What's the saying that you can't have everything?
You can have anything, but you can't have everything.
You can have... Hold on. Say it slower.
You can have anything.
You can have anything. Hold on. You can have anything, but you can't have...
Everything.
Everything. So it's saying like you can have anything, but you can't have it all.
Right.
But the song says... You can have everything.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I really like that because, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the times I say, like, in another life, I'm this, or like, or like, if things were different, I'd be doing X, Y, and Z. And then we got really into it, and I was like, but there's not going to be another time. Mm-hmm. Like, we can, like, dive into existential crises later, but, like, maybe there will be, but. Not for me, you know, right. Like, so it's like, this is literally it, which both helps and also really doesn't help my frame of mind because it just makes everything like harder to decide. But I like the mindset.
Sure.
Anyways, enough of that. There's no more soccer.
No more soccer.
Which means our sports updates are moving to fantasy football and what?
I have a meeting on Tuesday of next week to talk about coaching in the winter. I'm hoping I get some basketball coaching. And then I'll probably, I wonder if I'll be ahead for middle school. I wonder. It'd be interesting. Maybe. And I'm going to try to get a teaching job. Really lock in there. And I love the place, man. I love the people. It's a great spot. So sports is fantasy football, NFL. NHL, I'm trying to get into a little bit more.
Yes.
And
yes,
the
yes.
Mariners
yes.
right now, MLB. They are 3-2 over Toronto Blue Jays. They're going into Toronto. So if they can win one game into Toronto.
Toronto. Are we far from that? Is Toronto on the west side or
Toronto
over here?
Is above Buffalo.
So we're not far.
No.
We could go see them.
I'm surprised I know that Toronto's above Buffalo.
Well, Bills football makes sense.
I think that's probably the only reason why I know. Watch me be wrong, too.
I want
Watch
you to
me
get
be wrong.
Into NHL.
Well, I think I'm trying. The Kraken,
I love hockey.
The Kraken lost in a shootout last week.
I
the Penguins
go to the
won.
Rangers game.
Rangers lost.
Yeah,
I would
the
love
tickets
to go to
are
a Rangers
really
game.
Expensive.
Yeah, I've got a buddy who gets tickets though, so I bet you.
What?
Ricky. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ricky, the other assistant coach, he has like semi-season tickets or something.
Wait, can you work on that? Because I want to go back.
I told him I wanna. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like a you and him go, but like I want to go.
Okay, I'll work on it.
Okay.
I'll do what I can because I do want to take us to a Rangers game. That'd be fun. My toes are blue.
Yeah, and I want to go in a Knicks game too. Yeah, because probably your feet are freezing right now.
Yeah, my feet are very cold.
I bet they're freezing.
Yeah, I think I need to get slippers.
Because you refuse to wear socks. If anyone's listening, there's slippers on our Amazon wish list. And I know our parents basically send us everything off that wish list. But like, if anyone else wants to, that's the next purchase we need. I know Madi was asking, and I was going to say either a drying rack.
Madi?
Yeah.
Madi and Frankie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice. A drying rack? Oh, for clothes.
Yes, because you always take them out of the dryer and they're wet.
I know, but where are we going to put a drying rack, love?
Right in here.
Man, this room is getting crowded.
Well, if your big ass net wasn't in here.
Unfortunately, it's paying the rent, love, so we got to kind of deal with that.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm paying rent, too.
It's paying my side of the rent.
Love you, SwiftNet. Go, SwiftNet.
Yep.
My sports update is that I just, if my fantasy team isn't looking good, I give up game one. Like I.
What do you mean you give up game one?
Like I don't care after that. Like, if
but
it's,
you
if
gotta
it's
care,
no,
bro.
But I.
Can't. You really don't care.
I like don't.
That's kind of such a sad thing to hear.
I only care when it's like really close or like I'm looking good because then I'm like watching them play.
Oh, well,
and, like,
all right,
what
so
it's
hold
good.
On. Let's revise the word "I don't care." So when you think that you're gonna get destroyed, or when you feel like you're getting destroyed, you don't care.
Yeah,
I guess that makes sense. I feel like you care. You're just like bummed. You're not even bummed.
No, I like don't think about it anymore.
Okay.
Like it's not even
no emotion.
It's not even on the brain. Well, like when it's right. like a game I'm interested in, or like someone's doing well, I'll like.
Yeah, you want to watch the Buffalo game without
yeah,
me, which was exciting.
I like put it on at work or something, but like when it's not, I like just can't be bothered.
Okay. Well, I'll take that you're at least interested if it's a close game.
Yeah.
We'll take that. And you're setting up your lineups. You got the Tennessee Titans wide receiver DK in there. I think it's not a bad play. I mean, I'm scared of Cam Ward, but Calvin Ridley's out this week, so I think that was the right play. We'll see. I hope it pays off for you. You got a great start with Jalen Warren. He's going to be a fantastic running back all season long.
Knock on wood. My God. Every time Leonard says something, like someone gets hurt.
So you care?
Well, there's wicked tickets on the line, dog. It's coming up. There is a reason. My other sports update is that I really want to join a team. So if you could figure out how to get us into like
pickleball, probably is the best way I can get us into something.
Yeah, or like a tennis. I see lots of people come in to the Bonnie after playing tennis or like
so some talking beginner to Danny,
or something.
Talking to Danny about tennis, it's actually really, really, really hard to not have to pay a lot of money to play tennis.
Well, that makes sense because it's New York.
But pickleball is fairly free.
I wish one of my favorite podcasters like knew me and also listened to this and then I could just play tennis with her.
Is that the Giggly Squad people?
Yeah.
Nice. You want to just tag them in this somehow?
No, like...
Where do they live?
They're too busy for us. Well, she's going on tour right now.
So. Oh my God, they're really busy.
Because they're like famous. Anyways, yeah, I want to play on a team.
Let's do it. I mean, I'm down. We'll figure it out. Maybe we play some volleyball together or something.
I'm not good at that, though.
Yeah, but we could have fun. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun until, like, I have to be good. Like, pickleball, I, like, can hold my own in.
I mean...
So then you don't get, like, mad at me.
My PE teacher friends, I'm sure, know where a good pickup for all sorts of stuff is. So I'll ask them what we could do together. Because I want to play on teams, too. After playing soccer with the girls, it was so fun. So...
Yeah. And I want to go to yoga.
There's a lot of yoga on the Upper East Side. A lot of yoga.
I can't afford that yoga. I want to go to yoga here.
Yeah, fair enough.
We
better get off of sports. We've been holding on to it.
Yeah, sorry. Internship updates. Next Tuesday is our gala. I did the hard work and I got a donation for the silent auction.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to be very happy with it because it's only to the Bonnie and not to like a Manhattan restaurant, but... They can't even be mad because
people at my work have gone to the Bonnie. It's a fairly famous place, I feel like. Because
no other interns have gotten donations, so...
Yeah, you did great.
I did a big one.
Dude, that's probably a really big thing that they're looking at. As weird as that sounds.
I hope so.
Yeah. Getting money is a big thing.
Yeah, especially to them. This Monday, we all had like an in-person meeting, and so all my friends were like in the same place on Monday, and we were all in the office together, and it was spectacular. It was like... So fun, and I played, you know, the purple hat song I played on our first date?
On our first date?
Yeah. If you say no, it means you hate me.
I remember it like yesterday.
Yeah, liar. Don't lie to me.
Okay, well, I'm kind of caught in a corner here.
You hate when I lie.
Yeah, I'm caught in a corner here.
So?
She's looking it up. I remember the song. I don't remember this. Oh, that goes.
Anyways,
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Shout out to Gabby Campitelli for showing me that song.
Gabby.
Miss that girl.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, crazy.
I haven't even talked to Sage in so long.
I know. Girl, I know. It's okay. It's like.
When did they get married?
Next year.
Yeah, that's cool.
So. Whatever, Gabby showed me that song, and then it ties into us because Leonard picked me up to go rock climbing for our first date, and he was like, you can be on aux, and that's like my worst fear. A boy I like asking me to play music, what?
Good news for you is
absolutely
I
not.
Never turn on music.
Yeah, well, like, car. Yeah, then I learned, but by then I knew nothing about you. So I was like, he's probably a boy that listens to like...
You just turned on Charlie XCX, I remember that.
No, I turned on this song.
Really?
I remember Charlie XCX.
That's what I remember.
Well, that's because Emma and I would like make you watch the videos all the time.
You put it on in the car from the climbing gym, going to smoothies or milkshakes.
Yeah, this was going to the climbing gym.
Oh, see, I mean, I'm. Why would I think about that? I'm way too nervous. That's.
I think it works though, because I was like, "What song can I use?" And I was like, "Oh, Gabby just showed me this, and let me put it on."
I like that song.
And then you were like. Oh, and like bop so to bop. It, and I was like, okay, maybe he likes me. Anyways, well, I played that song.
I'm hearing a, just give it. Okay, you're good, sorry.
Hello.
You're good. I just heard like a, for like 2 seconds.
Oh.
You're good.
I played that song for my friends on Monday, because we share a song every Monday, like we take turns. And it was funny to watch all their reactions. I'm loving my job. A lot of people took days off because they had burnout this week, and I really get that. The hospital is such like a burnout.
You can take days off?
Well, it like counts really? For one of your days, but
what do you,
they took like a mental health day.
Well,
like supervisors and.
Oh, but interns can't.
Well, we can. We just have to make up the day.
Oh.
I could take off 2 weeks. I'll just have to add them to my
9 months. Okay. Well, that's interesting, though. I mean, that opens us up for something. If I were to, like, surprise you with tickets to France.
First of all, don't do that until June.
So, all right. Well, then I won't do it then. I'll just return them.
Girl.
Just kidding, dog. I ain't got that kind of money, dog. Yeah, you hear it?
It's me. Okay. It's mine.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Like, my supervisor took one. A couple intern friends took one. And I get it because by Wednesday, I was like, wow, get me out of here. But also, in the NICU, I was let loose this week by myself. And this one nurse was like, I was finishing with another baby. And she was like, can you come help me with this baby over here? And I was like, yeah, of course I can. Then I went and helped her and like helped her through like transition, diaper change, the whole thing. And then she was like, yeah, I'm just going to like go do cares for another baby. Like, are you good over here? And I was like, yeah, of course. And I just settled baby. I got to like literally hold baby, do my little thing. And he got discharged the next day. So he's like 3 months old now. So he's one of the big ones, not like the tiny fragile ones. So I was just like holding baby, singing to baby, and then put baby in his crib. And then we were like having really intense eye contact, and he was like cooing along to my baby beluga, and we were just like chatting, talking. And then I said, okay, like I gotta go, and he just kind of like vibed out, and it was the best ever.
That's rad, dude.
And I just want a baby.
Oh.
But I don't want to raise it and or birth it, so.
Unfortunately.
That's the issue.
Yeah, that's tricky. Maybe Evan and Colleen.
But we live so far.
We could change that. Lexi did just call me today.
Really?
And she says that she works at the child's hospital, the children's hospital in Seattle. She's loving it there. There's like 170 therapists and whatever. And there's music therapists.
Children's Girl, hospital. There's music therapists everywhere.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Okay, well, if you don't want to work at Nightingale, we can go to Seattle next July.
Well, there's a lot to thought. There's a lot of thought that goes into this. I'm just throwing things out there. I just learned this information today. And the place that she has is actually so cool. It's in the woods, right next to the UW campus. And it's like a modernized.
How do we feel about UW? Cabin.
Like as a sports team or college? I think it's
like
a
as
very,
a Washingtonian.
You like it. You love it.
Unless what do you call yourselves? Washingtonites?
Washingtonians? Washington. I don't think we call ourselves
Washingtons.
That. I think we just say we're from Washington State.
No, because like we're Californian. Californians.
Right. I don't. Washingtonians? Cool. That's, I mean, Spokaneites? I don't know.
In the woods, really cool. We like UW. Yeah, the current dilemma is, do I apply to grad school here? Do I apply to grad school anywhere?
Do you do both? Do you apply for jobs?
I didn't ask if we wanted to talk about this, sorry. But maybe it'll be nice to get feedback.
I think it would be great because we're in a pickle right now.
Yeah, because I have to have grad school apps if I want to start grad school next fall in by basically January.
But you could also apply for jobs anywhere outside the state after this internship.
Yeah.
And get it.
If I get, like, I'll take my boards and then I can just apply to a job and hopefully get
could
it, but
apply
I'll be
before
certified.
You
yeah.
You can apply, like, right now, technically.
Well, maybe not right now. Like, next spring, I could be like, hi, I'm going to sit for my boards on this date and, like, on the condition I pass. Like, right.
And the reason we, Mount Sinai is so great is it's, like, an immediate acceptance to any job outside of New York.
Well, I still have to do the thing, but like everyone who's come out of it has said they have so much patient experience and like stories, and like it's so independent. Like literally this week I did not see an adult. I just did everything by myself.
Yeah.
And it's week 6. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even have any time with my supervisor. I emailed him, like, which is probably not good, but
all right,
whatever.
So on the Instagram, message us where you want us to live. And then we'll do a wheel.
Your family's going to say Washington. My mom's going to say Fresno. Other people are going to say where they live. That's not the poll. The poll is, should Asena apply to grad school just in the state, mm-hmm. pending Leonard getting a job at this high school?
Right.
Should Asena apply to grad school anywhere, because NYU and the one other like New Jersey school don't really give her money to go there, so I could get paid to go to grad school other places? Or should I just sit with it and like, I don't know, option three.
Help us.
Out of option five could be like, I don't apply.
That's really loud. I hit my headphones against the wall. We should probably move on. This is probably a really boring podcast for people. We're just sitting on topics, man. It's just because we haven't had a long time to talk today. This is like the first time we get to talk together.
Yeah, we're just hanging out. Sorry.
That's what this is, man.
Okay, well, we're on to sips then.
Snips and snaps. I was trying to make sure that was the case. You unplugged it.
I don't care.
Yeah. Snips and snaps. You take us away. We did a lot. Didn't we?
We went grocery shopping.
Is that all we did? Why is that?
I just think it's funny that I wrote that. I got 2 bags of grapes. I've eaten a bag of grapes a week this month. We went to the Bonnie. I trained a new host at the Bonnie, and I'm trying to say that my job at the Bonnie has been good, because I usually involve it in sips and snaps. Snips and snaps.
Didn't we go out this week?
No, I went to the bar with Raph and Abby and them. We were supposed to go get Bami.
No, it's Ba Nem.
Well, the restaurant is Ba Nem, but the food is Ba Mi.
Oh.
Because Terry and Sophie are coming to New York soon, and they want to make sure that the food they are going to eat is, like, actually good, and not just, like, Instagram good. So they're calling it Real Reels and, like, giving us some seed money to go try this food before they get here, which I think is really smart. Like, it's I wish I could idea. Have someone do that.
I love it. Unfortunately,
Leonard didn't poop and then has been pooping all day. So
I would send Hasina to do it herself, but it looks really, really good.
Yeah, he wants to eat.
And I want to go. So
sorry, it'll be next week. Don't worry.
I didn't go out. I feel like I went out. Didn't we go with Dylan?
That was literally last week. We already talked about
that. I hung out with him recently at trivia.
Yeah, at the Bonnie.
At the Bonnie. And we just had beer.
We got soups from that place.
Oh my God, soup. We got the Too Good To Go, and it was $3.49 for 2 quarts of soup and chips. It could feed 2 families. Yeah, they gave you little chips. I put it in the soup. Really good. Really, really good for $3. It was a great deal.
Well, I'm starting to get like...
That's Rice K across the street from Bonnie, by the way.
I'm starting to get... I want to go there and have like Thai food. Like,
yeah, I think we should totally go there. Yeah.
I'm starting to get tired of the Bonnie menu.
Then bring home stuff for your boyfriend.
Okay, well, gluten-free. I'm the one working the 6 hours, so I like want to eat when I'm there.
That makes sense. How about this? I'll give you some of the food from Nightingale, and then you give me some of the food from Bonnie, and we'll just switch.
No, because it's always been sitting in your backpack all day when you bring it home. No,
I put it in the fridge. I put it in my box, I put it in the fridge, and then when we're done with practice, I grab it and I come home. Put it in the fridge. I put it in the fridge.
Okay. So yeah, but tomorrow we're going upstate and I have specific things I want to eat tomorrow, so we'll have updates.
Okay. That. When it comes to the bonus episodes, do you want to elaborate on what it is, what it might be, how to watch it?
Wait, I'm going to do that at the end, though.
Oh, that we're not at the end?
No. Artsy Fartsy is my updates are I want to see plays. I feel like it's like play season because it's getting cold. I don't know. I feel like fall always comes with like plays. I want to see some plays.
Plays and... aren't the ones that are musicals, but I do want to just see plays.
Yeah.
I just want to see plays, not musicals. So that would be great for me. And we can go see Dylan. So my friend Dylan from high school is a sub for The Office off Broadway.
We told him last week.
We did? That was last week?
Yes.
God.
But also I want to see Hadestown because
the
main guy just came from another musical and he's phenomenal.
Isn't Emma Stone coming to Broadway or something weird? I could have sworn I saw her. Or maybe it's a new movie.
I think you're getting clickbaited.
Well, I saw it on the subway.
Then it's a movie.
Okay, it's probably just a movie. She's
and
like bald in it.
Jeremy Jordan
Continue.
Is coming to Great Gatsby, which you need to see anyways because I think you'll see, like it. So we need to find out
who's
when.
Jeremy Jetson.
Jeremy Jordan is like.
Jordan.
Like.
She just kind of licked her lips there. So.
Yeah, because he's. Because I love him. He's like one of the Broadway men, like the Broadway tenors. Probably he's played anything you could think of. Newsies.
Yeah, but do I know him?
Probably. You'd probably like recognize.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Cool. Let's do it.
Anything?
Yeah.
I just need to see him sing for her.
Sure. Now that you're, you know, sitting into your schedule, and I'll hopefully find out mine soon, we'll have days to just go. And then if Seattle keeps winning, then I'm happy and we could just go during Sundays or something.
Yeah, it's huge that I'm getting Leonard out of the house tomorrow. That's how much he loves me.
I am, yeah. Let's just leave it at that. I love you.
My last thing is culture shock. Do you have any this week?
I've had a bunch in my head.
Yeah, you could just like text me and I'll write them down.
Well, the one that just came to me recently is dog walking. I don't know if we've talked about this. But
no,
like,
I haven't walked a dog here yet.
You literally just kind of like have to let it pee on people's fences and stuff. And like, that's kind of normal. Or just like takes a shit in like this tiny little patch of dirt.
Yes. Or in a city.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm thinking back to Bodie and Scout, my dogs, way back in the day. And they had...
Bodie.
They had acres to just run around all day.
Privilege.
And like, I'm looking at Marty just like at home all sad when I walked in the door. Because I don't know. It's just crazy to see how dogs in the city are versus that. And then there was another one that was so important to me. Ratatouille. That's okay. I'll get it next time. I'll text you.
Sometimes I get home from the day and like, or like I'll be on the train home when I'll text Leonard. I'll be like, oh, right, I can text him. Like, like we just like don't talk all day. And then we get home and I'm like, oh, yeah. But then I forget all the things I wanted to tell him.
Right.
Anyways, mine is that it rained recently because this nor'easter came through or whatever the storm is.
Right.
I don't think it was that bad of a storm, to be honest.
It didn't hit us nearly as bad as it was supposed to, I don't think.
Yeah, like, people were making it out to be like we were about to be boating through the city, but we were not.
Yeah, the subways didn't even get flooded.
Exactly. I was like...
We've definitely gone through worse.
I didn't even bring an umbrella, but the umbrella etiquette in the city is like...
Really?
Crazy.
Yeah, it is actually pretty insane. Like, there's always an umbrella.
Well, everyone pops one out when it's raining.
Yeah,
even though I'm like... It's not raining that hard. It's like misting. Like, you're not going to stop the water.
Yep.
I just have on Leonard's raincoat. Like,
I kind of like you in that coat. You look good in that coat.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm using it, so I'm glad you think
I have
so.
Two of them.
Well, that's good because I have zero.
Okay.
But yeah, the etiquette is crazy because you get on sidewalks that are like really tiny and then you have to like lift your umbrella up to like do the thing. It's just a big hassle and I don't use one.
Right.
And I was talking to the new hostess at work, and she's from Buffalo. And she was like, yeah, I don't understand why all these people are wearing, like, puffers, and it's literally 60 degrees. Like,
yeah, but you want to wear a puffer, dog.
And she was like, yeah, people are in, like, puffers and full scarves. I think that's crazy, like, talking to me as if I can relate. And I literally told her, I was like, my scarf and puffer are hanging right now. Like, I am the problem.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, no, like... No, it's, and I'm like, no, I take
you're fine.
No offense.
Yeah, you're fine.
I know I'm silly.
Yeah.
But I like can't handle it. 60 degrees is cold. Like, she's like, yeah, it's still like sunny outside. Like, why are you guys in coats? And I was like, girl,
it was today.
It's
it was
60
hotter.
Degrees.
Today,
like,
today was hotter. It was like 68 with sun. It felt pretty good.
Yeah, I'm hating it.
Okay. It's too bad. It's really great weather for my, although I will say, I really do need slippers. Because my feet are the only thing that...
You can just put on socks.
I like hate wearing socks. I hate it. I hate it. Today, right, I ran home to go to the bathroom, and I was in such a hurry.
You had to take off your socks?
I was going to the bathroom with my shoes on, and then the moment I had, like, a break in between the sessions, I was still on the toilet. I took my shoes off and my socks off before I took anything else off. Socks gotta come off.
Home men are the same. They get home and they just have to, like, take off all their clothes. Like, what is that about?
I can't tell you.
I think it speaks deeper to, like, the men and women of the world. Like, how free and uncontained you guys can be while we have to be in clothes.
Give it.
Boom. Deep.
I'm just talking about being home, brother. No? I get home and I'm taking my clothes. It's deeper than that. Yeah, it's so deep. Sorry.
It's deeper than that. It all goes back to when I was, like, 5 years old, and my brother was running around the front yard naked, but I had to wear clothes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Why?
Because I'm a girl.
Ridiculous. And you were probably older.
5. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. I think that's, yeah.
Wear clothes, but still, deeper meaning. But that's all I have. Do you have anything else to say to the people?
Say to the people. Because
I remember that.
I got family coming soon. We got busy stuff coming up.
Oh my God, yeah.
I called Mount Sinai today, the hospital here, and I've been dealing with Kaiser back in Washington for most of my life. I called them. I hit the call button. There was no ring whatsoever. And I'm not even exaggerating. I hit the call button, and the first thing that made noise was someone's voice, a human being who spoke clean English. I was like, how may I help you? I was, like, blown away.
I work there.
Crazy fast.
Unfortunately, I have been loving dropping. Yeah, I work for Mount Sinai on, like, unsuspecting people and then being like, oh, like, that means something over here.
I do think it does. Yeah, I do think it means something. So that's pretty cool.
Okay, well, this was us hanging out again. I'm sorry if it was boring.
Yeah, sorry. But we got really fun bonus episodes coming up. And are we doing anything special for how they watch it, or they just watch it? Or listen to it.
Well, we thought we could, like, go fancy and make it, like, subscription-based, but then I mentioned that we'd have to do more things.
Right.
And, like, we can't do that. So we're just going to upload videos, but we're going to take them upstate tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, like,
we're doing an on-the-go bonus episode with Leo's extremely expensive film audio equipment.
Yep. Wish me luck. I hope not to break it. And we will be in the Catskills looking at the foliage. I think that's gonna be really cool. And we asked Instagram a bunch of, like, well, we asked Instagram people to give us questions. And so if you missed that poll, feel free to text us. Like, oh, they won't see it. We're doing it tomorrow.
Oh, just kidding. Can't do that.
Just kidding. But if you like how we answer, everyone asked us questions.
That's a good idea. We should do a live podcast one day.
Like, just go live.
Yeah, we should just do a live podcast.
That's just like going live on Instagram.
Well, I don't know that lingo. Is that just, okay, sure, go live then. We should just go live.
Okay.
Okay, well, I don't understand. I'm no, Leo.
No, stop. We asked questions, and we're going to answer those questions in the video so that everyone, like, watches.
Do you like my mic with or without the puffer? The popper. Puffer. There's a hair in it.
I have no preference.
It kind of looks like the old-fashioned mics, like Bob Barker. Come on down!
I knew you were going to like it so much more without it on. It looks kind of old-fashioned.
Okay, can I do the outro
Leonard
now?
Leonard just wants to be 80 years old and named Frank Sinatra.
I don't know about named Frank Sinatra, but I'd definitely like to at least get, like, a live showing with him. That'd be pretty cool.
I have to pee. I'm Solo.
I'm Lee.
Edward.
And we're an NYC.